Right, we learned the three cases on Thursday. Today I wanted just to go back and deal with the lumdis of at least one of the cases. The case of Ma'amoch Rishon L'Sheni called Schusha Tadu L'Yada. I'll tell you the connection to the sugya, and I'd like to discuss what's really a shas inyan, a little break from the inyanim that were very pratiistic to the sugya. But first, let me tell you the connection to the sugya, and then we'll get into our discussion. The Gemara says, "Man b'achar rishon l'sheini calls chusha tavi liyadai." So that's going on. They're still there. The middle case on the board, where the person, the lekech rishon, had idius benis and ziburis. He bought idius last, and the idius is meshubid because it was bought last. It's meshubid to the liver. He sold the idius to lekech sheini. So pashtus, the liver can now get the idius and the lekech sheini. That should be pashtus. So Rava said no. Rava says that when the malva comes to the lekech sheini and says, "Give me idius," the lekech sheini has a right to say this new concept, "Ma mocha rishon l'sheini kol shlusha tavi liyadai," that he can say to him that I'm just like you. I'm just lekech rishon, and since lekech rishon could have pushed you off idius onto Beinus and Ziburis, so I also have a right to push you from the Indias onto the Beinus and Ziburis. That's the pshat in Rava in the Gemara. The question is how that works. If according to the rules, the Malva could get Indias from the Lekeh Sheini, because the Indias were the last thing sold. So according to the rules, he can get Indias from Lekeh Sheini. And really, Lekeh Sheni, he can't say that it's Takanta Didi, it's my Takana, and Lo Nichli B'Takanta Didi, because it wasn't his Takana, it was Lekeh Rishon's Takana. So from where does this idea come that he can buy from the Lekeh Rishon, because it has a right to say such a taina, the Lekeh Sheni could buy such a taina from him? How does that work? What does that mean? Right? The Lekech Rishon owns karka. He could sell karka. He could sell the taina. Ma'amarach Rishon L'Sheini calls Rosh Hashanah L'Yadai. He has a taina to say Le'nichli B'Takanta Didi. How does he transfer that right to the second person? How does that change take place? That's the question. The question is how Ma'amarach Rishon L'Sheini works. In our minds, it's a fair thing. It's fair. If I buy something from someone, whatever he could do, I could do. But how did that transfer take place? Technically, it doesn't work. The Kasheni can't say, Ma'amachir, can't say, Le'nichli v'takanta didi. It's not takanta didi. How does he get the right to say what the first person could say? How does he get that? How does it come to him? That doesn't make sense. He bought karka. He didn't buy tainus from the other person. He bought the right to say a taina. The first person had a certain taina he could say. So I buy the right to say a taina. Well, what does that mean? Buy a right to say a taina. So the Chazei Nish asks on this Gemara, he says that if you learn pshat in the Gemara, that you're buying a taina, that the first person could say a taina. So the second person could say a taina. So the Chazei Nish writes that you can't sell such a thing. It's called a Kinyan Devarim. I'll explain Kinyan Devarim in a moment. But Kinyan Devarim means you're buying time. You can buy things. You can buy merchandise, you can buy karka, you can buy avodim, you can buy shtaris. You can't buy a right to time or something. What does that mean? You buy the right to time. He says that's Kinyan Devarim. And Kinyan Devarim is not a Kinyan. The Maran in the Kitzel Lashon seems to be bothered how this works. It's a little hard to, it takes a little harrowing to understand exactly what the Maran means. The Maran is bothered by the whole thing. This is a pshat, not the Chazanish. So some other pshat about how the second person could buy the right from the first person. You follow what the problem is? There's a life on his karka. He sells it to the first lekeach. The first lekeach has a right to say, to counter the deed that you should get the last piece, which is Adias. I'm like, Nichli of my takana, so get Benis and Ziburis. He has a right to say that. He didn't say it. Nothing happened. He didn't say anything yet. He bought karka, he bought Benis, Ziburis, and then he bought Adias last. Now he sells just the Adias to the next lekeach. So how does it work that last lekeach could say words like Nichli Bitakanta Didi? He can't say those words. It wasn't a takana for him. It's a takana for the previous person. And right now, it's not a takana for the previous person. No? So, how does that right transfer? How does that ability, how does that transfer from the first lakat to the second lakat? Yeah, well, you follow the kasha. You follow the kasha. He bought, the lakat Rishon bought Idias, Bevis, and Ziburis. He bought Idias last. Right? He bought this two first, this last. According to the rules, the Malva has a right to take the Idias. He bought it last. The Malva has a right to take it. Just he has a way out. If the Malva wants the Idias, he has a right. If he wants, he can give him the Idias. Or if he wants, he could say, no. The only reason you're getting Idias is because I bought it last. That's a takana for my benefit. I waive the right that only the last thing is Meshuvah, and I'll give you the others. See, he has a right to say it. This man, this Lekeach Rishon. Now, he didn't say it. Nothing happened. He sold the Idias to Lekeach Shevi. Now, let me ask you. Once he sold the Idias to Lekeach Shevi, and the Malva comes, he wants to take the Idias. Lekeach Rishon is not going to say, well, you need to leave it to Kanta Didi. He's very happy. Go to Lekeach Shevi, take the Idias to Lekeach Shevi, and I'm off the hook. He's delighted. Lekeach Rishon is very happy that they should take Idias from the second Lekeach. Then they're not bothering him. And everything is gewaldig. Everything is wonderful. So where did it come from that this Lekeach could say, Lainichli b'takanta didi? It's not his takana. It was for his benefit. It was made for his benefit. Where do you buy from someone else a right to say a time? What does that mean? You bought a right to say a taina from someone. Now, the Chazon Ish says that's a kinyan dvarim. You can't buy rights to say tainas. The words, buying a right to say a taina, that doesn't make sense. You can't buy rights. You can only buy things, items. So that's his taina that the Chazon Ish has, that is a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. And he doesn't understand what it means. Mam rochim yishol sheni koschus. Normally I understand it. Normally, someone has if somebody has karka and he has a right to use a driveway, and he sells it to me, I have a right to use a driveway because it's something concrete. So I have a right, it's a piece of karka, or a right to a piece of karka. I understand, I bought it from him, I get it also. But if the previous person just had a right to say a taina, rights to say taina is not something sellable. A warranty. So what is the condition of a warranty? The condition is, so then I'm allowed to give it back. Or then you replace things. So anything, something like that, it makes sense, because if you sell me something, see, it depends what the tenai is. If you sell me something, and if something breaks, then you're going to make good on it. So then that's part of the mechira. You're selling me something. If it's a broken thing, it's not what you're selling. So then you have a right to see a replacement. That I understand. But let's say you sell me things and what?
The right to collect cases. Things yeah. Be stolen and the cash is gone. You could sell them.
The Gemara says you can't sell the right to collect cases. The Gemara says you have to be makna the guf ha-behema to him, that if it gets stolen, it's yours. That's the Gemara said in Hamafkin. Right? If I'm a shiver, someone steals my behema, you can't sell me the right to collect cases. There's no such thing. So Gemara says, no, it has to be that when he gave it to him originally, he was kind of the behemoth, but tonight, that if it gets stolen and they pay kefil, then I'll get the kefil. That's a character. It's a raya. There has to be a real kinyan, not just you can't. If you make a kinyan with somebody, somebody wants you to be mechayiv yourself. I don't know, to walk him somewhere. You do a kinyan on it. You don't have to walk him. You don't have to do it, even if you did a kinyan, because there's no kinyan on doing things. That's a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. The Gemara's case, a shutif agrees, I'll divide the shutfis, and they do a kinyan, but they didn't divide it yet. He just agrees, tomorrow we'll sit down and we'll divide the shutfis, and they do a kinyan. The next day he could say, I changed my mind. You made a kinyan. That's called kinyan dvarim ba'alma. A kinyan dvarim is a kinyan on words. A kinyan on words is not a kinyan. You can't do a kinyan if there's nothing real that's there. That's a kinyan devarim. Milval peh is mechayiv to pay back money. It's a mechayiv of money. So you can mechayiv yourself money, but you can't be mechayiv. You can't sell things that are not money, that are not metalim, that are not karka. Kinyan is only chal on real things. And therefore, the Chazon Ish asks, how could this kinyan on a taina, how could it be chal? So I wanted to discuss kinyan devarim a little bit, the yisoidus of kinyan devarim, to see if we have a way around the Chazon Ish's kasha. But more than that, I want you to be familiar with kinyan devarim. We spent since we started Idias, how many weeks is it? 2 or 3 weeks. It's been very pratiyistic asugyas, which are always harder than Shas sugyas. Therefore, I wanted to just to speak out the sugya of kinyan devarim is above a basar daf yemel. That's the mokim of the Gemara of kinyan devarim is not a kinyan, and there are a lot of pratim in kinyan devarim. I'd like to explain it to you, and then first let me explain the easy cases of kinyan devarim, so you have an idea of what kinyan devarim is. And then we try to work our way to the hard cases, and then to see how it might explain our Gemara. Okay, the basic rule of kinyan devarim, as I told you before, is you can only do a kinyan on mamon or karka metalkalim. You can't do a kinyan to do something. That's not a kinyan. It's not chal. And if you want, you can back out on any kinyan that's made to do something. The typical case, if you wanted to illustrate to someone what is kinyan devarim, is a case in Shulchan Aruch. Probably the first place kinyan devarim is mentioned is in Hilchos Dayanim. There's a case there where two people, Balei Din, agree, Neman Alai Abba. They agree, Reuven and Shimon are having a Din Torah. And they agree to go to Reuven's father for the Din Torah. He's possible to be a Dayan for his son. So Shimon says, no, Neman Alai Abba. I believe him. I'm willing to go to a Din Torah by him. I'm a Kabbal to go. So let's say they go to a Din Torah, but Shimon sees it's not going well. Is he allowed to back out? He can back out. He can say, I changed my mind. People are allowed to change their minds. It's a big rule. People who say something could change their mind the next day. Even if he got the other person's hopes up, and the other person spent a lot of kleifus and energy, if you tell somebody, I'm looking for a shutif in my business, and the other person goes and he puts in energy to look into the business, and he's interested, and he lines up money to buy into the business and everything, you come the next day and say, I changed my mind. People are allowed to change their minds. There's no aveira in changing your mind. If you do a kinyan, it could be binding. It's only a kinyan that's chal on something. So Shulchan Aruch, it says, let's say you and I are having a Din Torah, and I say, I trust your father. Neman Olai Avicha, I trust your father, let's go to him for a Din Torah. So you say, yeah, sure, tomorrow you're going to change your mind. I say, no, I'll do a kinyan. I'll do a kinyan that I won't change my mind. So guess what? If I do a kinyan that I won't change my mind, what's a din? Huh? You can change your mind. So kinyan that I won't change my mind is not a binding kinyan. It's a kinyan devarim ba'alma. That says a Shulchan Aruch. Kinyan shalai lav zabai is not a kinyan. So how do you get me? How do you get me to that I can't back out? I have to do a kinyan that I'll pay whatever the psak is to pay. If I'm a kabbal kinyan to pay whatever this abba is mitzava to pay, al pidin, that is chal. But it has to be a kinyan on the, my money, or kinyan on my karka, even a kinyan on my on the shibud, on my whatever money I will get. It has to be a kinyan moment, not a kinyan devarim. That's like the typical case. If you wanted to explain to someone who never heard of kinyan devarim, that would be a typical case of kinyan devarim. It's a kinyan on money. I'm saying I'm mishabed my money to pay whatever it is that he's going to be mechayev me to pay. That's what I'm mishabed to pay. Taisus there asks from Masna Shay Mechinam Liyais Keshay Mesacha. We all know that a Shay Mechinam could make up that he's chayiv on Kedev of Aveda just like a Shay Mesacher. So why can't he also say he'll change his mind? Master Shay Mechinam Liyais Keshay Mesacher. So Taisus says also that there it only works if it is a Shibur on his money. If the, it has to be understood that Master Shemichin Meishan Esach, it depends what the language is, that it's a shibud on the money he has, that I'll pay if a chiyuv comes, that a Shemichin would be chay. That's the chiyuv. There's a chuvah in the night of Yehuda. There was a time when certain parts of Russia, they didn't want more Jews living in certain cities. So there was a Gzeres HaMalchus that every family could only pass on the right to live to the city to one child. All the other children had to move out of the area. They only had a right, each family had a right to pass to the next generation, only one family. So it became something that people sold. If a rich person wanted two of his children to be in the city, so he would go and buy from someone else his right. He had a right to pass on to the next generation like a residency permit. So people would buy it, and the other people would move away. So Nabi Yehuda has a tshuva. Someone bought from someone else, he did a kinyan, that his right to live in the city, he's marked it to the other person. So now he changed his mind. So Nabi Yehuda says, it's a kinyan of Aram Ba'alma. They didn't own the karka. There was no ownership in the karka. There was no karka that he sold him. It was a right. A right, he says that you want to change your mind, you change your mind. You have to get the money back, but if you want, you can change your mind. That's called a kinyan devar and b'yam. What? So the mamon, he was kinder. What did he give him in exchange for the mamon? He didn't give him anything in exchange for the mamon. He gave him a certain theoretical right, which can't be chal, which a kinyan can't be chal. Now these are, like I say, these are the simpler cases of a kinyan devarim. Let's get to where the lomdis begins, by kinyan devarim. There's something called kinyan eteng. Kinyan eteng means that I do a kinyan, that I'll give you a gift. Kinyan eteng. There's a machlokes rishayim there in Bava Basra. If I do a kinyan chalipin, I say I'm going to give you something. Is that a kinyan dvarim? Say I'll give you something. Or is that a kinyan of metalkalim or karkois or kesafim? I say I'm going to give you something. I've been mishabed my karka. There's a machlokes rishayim if kinyan eteng works. We'll see the lomdus in a minute. I'm just remembering, there's a beautiful shtickel Torah. Reb Zevin has a sefer La'or HaHalacha. In the sefer La'or HaHalacha, he has different, he writes in that Dhamma that he used to give shiurim Friday night in the winter. People came to his house and he gave a shiurim on topics. So he wrote them up. So one week he gave a shiur on the following Shaila. is a Shakespeare has one book that has a Jew in it. Which book is that? Huh? The Merchant of Venice. What's the theme of the book? The Merchant of Venice is that somebody had to borrow money from a moneylender. The moneylender was a Jew. So the moneylender made up with him. If he doesn't pay on time, he has to give him what? They never heard of it. It's so funny. So he made up that they have to give a pound of flesh in exchange. Shakespeare, you guys never heard of, right? What's his name? Harry Potter, you heard of, right? So that was the contract, that if he doesn't pay on time, he has to give him a pound of his flesh. So, of course, he didn't end up paying on time. And they end up going to the courts there in the Gaisha courts, and they say, hey, tough him. And then this person who borrowed the money, so they have a court scene, and his girlfriend comes up with the big chachma that saves his day, because the court's ready to pass, and they have to give him a pound of flesh. If you don't know what the chachma was, it's not Torah, so I'm not going to say it now. But anyway, Reb Zevin has a shtickle Torah. If they had gone to Bezdin, what would Bezdin have passed him? That's a shtickle Torah. If they had gone to Bezdin with this contract, that if I don't pay on time, you have a right to cut off a pound of my flesh, what would Bezdin have passed him? So he has basically three shtickles Torah. One is on whether a person is allowed to give people rishus to be chayvel in him, Yoni Chavala, which is based on a Mishnah later in Bava Kamma. One on the inyan of asmachta l'tanya, because this person, the stomach, was on asmachta. And his third inyan, I think it's the second inyan in his order, is that's a kinyan dvarim. That's a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. Pound of flesh has no market value. Right? He was gave him the right to be mitzarim. So yeah, I don't remember what of Zevin Paskin in the shtickle, but that's his. It's a very nice shtickle tire. If you have not in the mood to learn, you take it out. It's very geschmack to learn. Anyway, that's I mean that only is another illustration of Kinyan Devarim. That's what Kinyan Devarim is. There's a machlokes, the Ramban and the Baal Ha'itur, in a case that gets people very upset. A Kinyan Limkar. What's a Kinyan Limkar? Kinyan Limkar is, you want to buy a house. So typically, how does a person buy a house nowadays? He looks at a few houses. He sees one that he likes. So there are usually three steps in buying a house. Usually first you put down what they call a binder. You're interested in the house. So you put down some money as a binder to show that you're serious. It's still Tully, right? You want to send an inspector in to look at the house. You want to apply for a mortgage. You put down a binder. The second step is you go to contract on the house, you draw up a contract. And the third step is you go to closing. And you finish, the house is yours. After closing, the house is yours. When you put down a binder, now when you go to contract, you make a down payment. You make an initial payment on the house. When you do it when you abut a binder is a kinyan that you'll sell it to me. That's all a binder is. I tell you, stop showing it to other people, agree on a price, we have an agreement, so let's say I do a kinyan. Which kinyan? Whatever kinyan it might be. If the kesef works, or chalipin works, or a handshake works, I do a kinyan that you're going to sell it to me and not to anybody else. You'll sell it to me at this price, I still have to apply for a mortgage, I still have to write a contract, but this is the agreement. Is the seller allowed to back out of a binder? The shaila is a binder, what type of kinyan is it? It's not a kinyan on the karka. The karka still belongs totally to the seller. He didn't even sell him a mashu with a karka. He didn't sell him a karka b'tanai. It's still his karka. Is that a kinyan dvarim? Or is that a kinyan karka? So it's a machlokes, the Ramban and the Bala Itter, kinyan limkar. The Ramban holds that you're allowed to back out. It's a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. She says, what's the difference between kinyan limkar and kinyan lachalek? The Gemara's case is too short to make a kinyan that we're going to divide. And the Gemara says a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. So kinyan limkar, he says, is also a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. And the Balaita disagrees. The Balaita holds that, no, that's a Kenyan mamish. I'm going to sell a house. It's a Kenyan mamish. And you're not allowed to back out. The Ramah paskens like the Ramban, that you're still allowed to back out. Apidin, you're allowed to back out. Not so nice, but Apidin, you're allowed to back out. So what? What's Shad the Balaita, in other words? Okay. In other words, the Ramban is the more simple pshat, that there's no kinyan in any karka at all. Reb Aaron on Bava Basra, Mishnas Reb Aaron, has a hesber. It's a very nice hesber to try. It answers stiris in the Ramah, which I'm not going into. But what?
It does with money, doesn't it go towards the payment?
The binder money, it's not a down payment. Later it could go towards the payment. A down payment means that you're makna to me now, and this is the down payment, now I have a chayv to you. It's not... No. No, if they want, they could go towards it. But if there's no kinyan now in the house, there's not any kinyan in the house, and the rest is a chayv.
Was it company?
What?
Was it
company? The Rambam says it accomplishes nothing. So don't do it. No one did. The Rambam didn't tell you you should do it. He just said it. Nothing happened.
And legally, according to the law,
according to American law, I don't know. American law is very funny because in American law, things are binding, but if you have a good excuse, you get out of it. So how does it work? Your lawyer looks up what the court's accepted as a good excuse, and he gives you a list, and you say one of them. It's a very hard thing. I once spoke to a lawyer, because to me, it was years and years ago, maybe 15 years ago, I was learning the sugya of Yair L'Tasadach HaVeirish L'Vishus. Right, does you know if someone comes to my house and he paints my house, I didn't ask him to paint my house. He just came and he painted my house. So in halacha, there are certain rules about when I have to pay him as a tzais and when I have to pay him the shvach. So I want to ask the lawyer, what would be the law in American law? So he says, you would say my house didn't need a painting. So I say, what happens if my house didn't need a painting? So you would say you don't like the color. So I told him I didn't ask you what I would say. I asked you what the law is. He said, there's no law. If you want to pay him, pay him. Like, if you go to a lawyer, he tells you what you say, you can get off the hook. If you want to pay him, so you can pay him. There's no, you know what I mean? There's no rules for that. Anyway, Rabbi Aaron is saying Kshat in Kinyan Devarim. To explain, the Machlaikas the Ramban and the Bala Iter, Rabbi Aaron, Shtel Zavek, basically, two yesaidis. Ezekiel yesaid is that a kinyan could be chal on anything that a din Torah could be mechayev you. If it's something bezdin could be mechayev you, then it's not a kinyan devar. Bezdin could be mechayev you to pay money. What is it? I don't have any money. I'm mechayev myself to pay money, and I don't have money. A chayev mamin, bezdin could be mechayev me. So therefore, it could be chal such a, since there could be such a hischaivus, so therefore there could be chal such a kinyan. Kinyan could be chal. Bezin can't be mechaiv. I say, I'm doing a kinyan to walk you to the, do a kinyan that I'll walk you home. So that's not a kinyan. Bezin's not mechaiv me to walk people home. There's no such thing. It has to be mamun, something that bezin could be mechaiv mamun. That's the first condition. The second condition is that the kinyan has to be on an object, on a chefza, on karka, tatu, on kesef. It has to be on the mamashis. It has to be on something. A kinyan that's on a gavra, that a person will do something, is never a kinyan. That's kinyan devar. If it's on the person, then it's not chal. Lumashim. Kinyan eteg. A kinyan that I'll give you something is not chal, according to many Rishayim. Why? Why? Let's say I did a kinyan that I'll give you $100. Why isn't it chal? Bezin could be mechayiv me to give $100. The teretz is because I said etein. Etein is the gavra. I will give you something. A kinyan that I'll give you something is on the person. That's not chal. If I do a kinyan that my $100 is mishuga to you, then it's chal, even though it's a matana. If I do a kinyan that my matana should become, that my chayfet should become yours, it becomes yours. If I do a kinyan even to create a shibud, on my property, it's chal. Kinyan etain doesn't work because kinyan etain is not a mamashis and it's not a shibud. It's a chiyav on the gavra, and that's the chesaron in kinyan devarim. When kinyan devarim is a chiyav on the person, when it's a chiyav on the person, then it can't be chal. Let's think about it in a minute. So Rav Aaron says you need two things. You need that it should be a schaivus, that shayach, a bezendika type of a schaivus. And you need that it's a bezend type of a schaivus. And you need that it should be not on the person, but it should be on mammon, a shibud mammon. Whether he has mammon, doesn't have mammon. If it's the same chiyuv, if it's expressed as a chiyuv mammon, it would be chal. Rav Aaron says that the whole machlokes between the Ramban and the Baal Ha'itir is whether the lashon of a chi of limkar, how do you understand it? How do you understand the language chi of limkar? If you want, the Ramban understands it that it's a chi of on the gavra. He's being mechayev himself to sell it. He's saying, I'm not going to offer it to anybody else. A chi of on the gavra, that's not chal. The Baal Ha'itir understands that it's a shibud on the karka. Since it's a shibud on the karka is meshuvah to you, so then it's chal. This is Rav Aaron's yisoid. It comes out from Rav Aaron. They're not arguing about the rule of kinyan devarim. The rule is, it's a kinyan devarim with those two conditions. It's either if it's not something that bezin can be mechayev people, or even if it is something that could be mechayev, but the language is a language on the gavra, then it's not chal. Otherwise, it's chal. What?
Why is it
kinyan etain? He rather explains kinyan etain the same way. Kinyan etain is also machlokes Yerushalayim. So he says kinyan etain and kinyan limkar is the same machlokes. Machlokes of kinyan, those who hold kinyan etain is chal, hold that it's understood that it's creating a shibud on the carcass. They're not so bedagdic in the language of etain. Those who hold etain is etain. It's a similar machlokes between the Ramban and the Baal Ha'itir. And with this, Rav Aaron goes through Stiris and the Ramah, other cases that they ask, where the Ramah says, the Ramah paskins etain and kinyan limkar are not chal. The other cases where he paskins that a chiyuv is chal, so he says, those other cases, it doesn't have these chesrayness. And the Meila, that's the Shtukl Torah from Rav Aaron. Now, understanding Rav Aaron's yisoid, we now want to come back and make a cheshbon here. What is the lekeach rishon selling to lekeach shein? We're going again on the middle case. I think you followed everything now. Just because I'm going to say the word idias, it doesn't mean it has to get confusing. Okay? The first lekeach had idias, bams, and zivuris. Mikra adin, idias, is what he had to give the malva, because he put a mask. But he had the right to say, yes, she had a right to give Beninus and to give Zibunus. Yeah. He sells the Idias to the Lekeach Sheini. We're saying now that when he sells the Idias to the Lekeach Sheini, Chazanish is master. That he means to sell him Ma Mocharishim L'Sheini. What does he mean to sell him? Kol Skosh Yatav L'Yadei. Any skos that he has. Which means that he has a right to sell him this kayas to push the malva from the idias to the bainanis. And he has a right to say, I'm only going to give you bainanis. So that he's selling now to the lekeach sheini the right to say, and therefore take bainanis. So the chazanish l'chayr is right. If I'm selling you the right to say the words, what do you mean? That's the biggest key in Devarim. I'm selling you the right to say certain words. So that's E.F. Shiba Tekante Didi. I'm selling you the right to say words. It's the key in Devarim. But is that the pshat? Is pshat that the third person, the Lekeach Sheini, is going to say the words E.F. Shiba Tekante Didi? Well, it don't make sense. Right? The words E.F. Tekante Didi don't make any sense. There's no takon for him. The pshat is that he's selling him what? He's selling him Idias with the Shibud of the Malva being Chal on the Beinonis. There's a certain Shibud that the Malva has. And that Shibud is on the Beinonis. Now, they didn't speak it out when they sold it. It's not like Kinyan Etang, but it depends how they said it. They didn't say anything. We're assuming that anybody who sells to someone else sells him with whatever rights he has. He has a right to tell the meicher, take beinonis. That right that he has to tell the meicher, take beinonis, is what he's selling. That's a shibud. That's a real shibud. That's something peasant could be mechayev. It's a shibud karka. You see, if you look at it that the third person has to say a certain taina, then the chazanish is right. It's a key and devar. But if you look at it, he doesn't have to say any taina. He can just tell him, go, monai beinonis. You're in balchayev. The balchayev is entitled to beinonis, not idias. That right, he could sell. The language of the Maram, the language of the Maram is, kilu hisma lekecha sheni marishin, shem yave balchayev, sheyitin lai litvais me beinonis, that will tell the balchayev, get beinonis, or ziburis, see, he doesn't phrase it that if ki'ilu l'kech sheni could say a taina. He bought a right to say words. Then it's a key in devar. Maram doesn't phrase it that way. Maram phrases it that the shibud that the malva has on beinonis, it's as if the l'kech sheni owns that karka for the shibud. He's phrasing it that he's giving him the karka for the shibudim. He's giving him the right to be magvi, the balchai, from the beinonis. The way the Maram phrases it is that he's giving him over the karka. Vavakilu hoya biyada lekeh sheni gama beinonis vaziburis. He's doing... He doesn't... It's the fart that he has to say the words yefshi. If you're right, then you're right. But is the point he has to say Yehavshi, or the point is he has a right to give him Beinonis? The lumdus of why he can give him Beinonis is Yehavshi. But he's not marked at him the right to say Yehavshi. He's marked at him the Gviyah of Beinonis. And that Gviyah is what he has. That Gviyah is a real thing. It's a Shibud Karka. And that he could give him. The Bechlal, if you look at the Maram's Lashon, he doesn't say it all. The word Yehavshi doesn't appear in the whole Maram. Rav says he has a right to give him beinonis, and that he gives it to him. And in Achinami, it comes to him easily, but the kantididi. But the way it comes is not the point. That's not what he's giving him. Rav's lashon is, and the Maram says it because the chiddush. I'm not saying that the Maram is bothered by this kasha. That's why he's saying this lashon. But that's his lashon. The lashon is that he gives him beinonis and ziburish. Shenisha biyadai have a kiilu haya biyad lekeach sheni gama beinus aziburis. If you look at it this way, then the Maram is right. Chazanish didn't look at it that way. Chazanish looked at it that you have to say mamish the words yashi. You have to say the words yashi. There's nothing to talk about. But that's not what the Maram doesn't look at it that way. The Maram looks at it. I'm giving you a shibud on my beinonis that any Baal Chayiv could manai my beinonis the way it would have been before you bought it. And what I'm saying is that the question between the Maram and the Chazanish's Taina is the same question as the Ramban and the Balit. It's just the Ramban and Balit are talking in their case. And he's told in this case, it depends how you understand the king. If it's a king of a right to say something, then it's taka king and devarim. If it's a king of a shivat karaka, then it's not a king and devarim. There's an interesting piece in the Sharm HaMisyonim Bahalacha in Bava Basra Daf Gimel. I think it's known in the yeshiva world. Maybe now it's already so accepted that it's not so well known. That the Tanoim at a wedding, that Klai Yisrael was naive of Dairis to make Tanoim, people got engaged. And over the last few Dairis, it became the custom to do Tanoim at a wedding. And that it really makes zero sense, the whole Tanoim at a wedding. What's Tanoim? It's a Tanai that we're going to get married. If you're in the wedding and you already bought the gown and you reserved the caterer, it's Rabbi Yaakov didn't do Tanoim. If you're inside the Kedushin, he told the Chasn, if you want to know him, someone else do it. He didn't do Tanoim at his wedding, and at any weddings. Bechlal, he said it's a sheker, and he wouldn't have a partner. Ramosha wrote his Nusach at Tanoim. Today, if you buy Tanoim, you buy Ramosha's Nusach. I remember being a Chasinus. Ramosha, I remember the first one, and I don't remember who it was my Pirchei leader got married. I must have been 11, 12 years old. I remember Ramosha sitting there. It was one of the papers of Tanoim, and with a flourish, he took out a pen, made a big X on the Tanoim, he turned it over, and in his handwriting, he wrote his Nusach HaTanoim, probably worth something now already, that piece of paper. He wrote his Nusach in the Tanoim, and that's what they used at the Chasna. Because the Tanoim, all the Tanoim that are in the old Nusachs, are making zero sense when you're getting married. Bechlal and Bechlal, the whole thing, it's l'shoynis that just don't apply this manazim. So in fact, the Litvish world had a time, I knew on the Tanoim. The Chassidish world still uses the old Tanoim. The most of them do Tanoim by when they get engaged in the Chassidish circles. There's some that do it by the Chasana. I think even the ones that do it, they do it by the, and they have to give the ladies a chance to break a plate, no? They don't do it again by the Chasna? What, they break the plate, they don't do it again by the thing? Okay? So anyway, that's the way it is. He, Grada, has a piece. Shem Sion Balach is Rav Brown. He was a Chassidisher, full-fledged. Except that he was a big Baal Halacha. So he has here a piece on Kinyan Devarim. This is on Daf Gimel. I'll read you his Lashon. I read his lashon. Mashiyesha nagu bizmanim achrayim, shekaisim atanoim vaisim kinyan b'shah achrayna, kishehim uchanim leilach la'achopa. So this meaning that the mekabel kinyan the last minute before they go to the chopa, zel kinyan dvarim. It's just the kinyan dvarim. Ve'ein loymer the zek kinyan gamor, shemishabed atzmayim leilach la'achopa. They didn't say kinyan you mishabed yourself to appear at the chopa. They're prepared to go. I do a kinyan with you. I'm going to go someplace. That's a kinyan devarim, even to a chuppah. They kasa b'miri. I'm also kinyan. She kaddish is bita. She'll play me. You kinyan devarim. So he says the king of the old Tanoim really had a contract that if one side backed out, they were mechayev demei boishes to the other side. Those are the original Tanoim. If one side would back out without the other side's haskama, they were mechayev demei boishes to the other side. Demei boishes is something best that could be mechayev. And they were meshabed themselves, they were meshabed their kinyanim. To whatever the Chayvusim were. What? So the Titans of Shreel Tamana without a shtar could be, but they used to set the damages sometimes. But anyway, be that as it may, this is another example of Kinyan Devarim. There are a lot of examples of Kinyan Devarim. But Akoponim, this is a Mahalach and Asugya, the question whether this is Kinyan Devarim or not Kinyan Devarim, when you sell somebody the right to Taina. And it appears that it's totally in this. Chazay Nish's own Shita, since Chazay Nish holds it, is a Kinyan Devarim. So Chazay Nish argues with the Maram, with the Maram's Hezber. And the Chazay Nish says that the phrase, Ma Mocha Rishin L'Sheini, Kol Slusha Tov Eliyadai, is just a phrase that explains the Seder Gviya. The Seder Gviya is that as long as you can go to the previous person and get the bainus you're entitled to, you don't go to the next person. Chazay Nish learned that all it is a seder gviya. It's an expression, but he didn't actually sell him anything. It's a din in the seder that a person is supposed to do a gviya on karkois. That's the it's an expression, but it doesn't really mean that. It means that if I sell somebody something, I'm backing it. I'm backing it, and when, as long as I have something that could go to the Mikra Adin, could go to the Baal Chayiv, I'm backing it with those things that I have.
That would be like a buy-in. Mikra Adin has to go collect the abuse from the second person, and then the second person can economically go back to the first person and now collect for himself.
But he's saying more than that. He's saying that the Baal Chayiv himself has to go to the first person, because the first person is sort of a shubit to keep the sale going. And the Seder Gavina, he has to, as long as the Seder Gavir, which is Mikra Din Beinis, can still be Mekoyim, he has to be able to back it up with his character. I mean, Ikra Din, I understand, Ikra Din is in this because it was Mechayim at last. But what he means is in the rules of Seder Gavina, which is that Abachai gets Beinis, as long as you can keep to that, you have to try to keep to it. That's how the Chazanish explains. And Ram's explanation, of course, is much more glad. Chazanish is stuck, he owns his key in the Varam, he has to come to such a daichik. But if you learn the Maram, like with Rabbaran Schap, that as long as it's expressed, it's understood, like if it would be expressed as a Shibat Karka, everyone would agree it's not a key in the Varam. Here it wasn't expressed, it's understood. Depends how you understand it. If you understand like Chazanish, I give you the right to say something that's a key in the Varam. You understand that, like the Maram, that's a Shibat Karka, then it's not a king of Devarim. That seems to be what the whole what this whole Nakuda is telling you. So this is the sugi of king of Devarim, which you'll try to remember 2 weeks from now where it came into Bava Kama, but this is the place. And Yitz Hashem, tomorrow my goal was to finish to the next Mishnah by Hanukkah, so I'm still hoping to do that. So we're going to get to the next piece of Gemara in Yitz Hashem tomorrow, piece of the Bible.